Netanyahu condemns disgraceful rampage on Capitol, hails Trump. By Deborah Brand on January 7, 2021. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned the disgraceful rampage on the Capitol building on Thursday morning, saying it was the opposite of American and Israeli values before going on to praise President Donald Trump. For generations, American democracy has inspired millions around the world and in Israel. American democracy has always inspired me, Netanyahu said while standing alongside U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who was in Jerusalem in the aftermath of Sudan's pledge to join the Abraham Accords and normalize ties with Israel. He then praised Trump for his 4 years in office, in particular his efforts in the Middle East. I want to thank President Trump and all of you in the administration for all you have done and are doing for peace. You've made a real difference, achieving one breakthrough after another, bringing the UAE, Bahrain, Morocco and Sudan into the circle of peace. I have no doubt that more Arab and Muslim countries will follow, Netanyahu said. Lawlessness and violence are the opposite of the values we know Americans and Israelis cherish. The rampage of the Capitol yesterday was a disgraceful act and it must be vigorously condemned. I have no doubt that American democracy will prevail, it always has, the Prime Minister added. Mnuchin also denounced the attack on the Capitol building. The violence that occurred last night at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., was completely unacceptable. Now is the time for our nation to come together as one and to respect the democratic process in the U.S., the Treasury Secretary said. Defense Minister Benny Gantz also put out a statement condemning the attack, while Energy Minister Yuval Steinitz said it was shocking, disturbing and frightening. Health Minister Yuli Edelstein, a senior politician from the ruling Likud party, warned that such an attack could happen in Israel too if things got out of control. Gideon Saar, the Likud defector who last month formed his own New Hope party with the aim of ousting Netanyahu, warned against the dangers that polarization posed to democracy. I was sad to see the images coming out of Washington, D.C., last night. Order has been restored and I am sure there will be an orderly transition of power in the United States, our greatest friend in the world, Saar wrote on Twitter. The events serve as an important reminder of the dangers of polarization and extremism in society. We should never take democracy and its institutions for granted, he concluded.